You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Having all kinds of fun hanging out with all of you. We'll do it until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Regei, Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura will join us in the 2 o'clock hour. Make sure you're locked down with us. As I mentioned a moment ago, we got a lot to go. Our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day, you guys have been locked and loaded on. And you know, Matt, as we've discussed the Browns running back room, you got a situation in here this week, and I know we've touched on it, but I think one misnomer that we have a tendency to make, we all can agree that you put Arian Foster at the top of any running back chart with regard to carrying the football that you want to name in the National Football League. But if you watch their tape and study it, he's so much more than that. He's involved so much more than that. And how lethal has he been and can he be in Bill O'Brien's pass game as well?
It's huge. You know, Arian Foster will line up anywhere. And as I dove in, as I told you during the break, I dove into some of that Philly-Houston tape, and you see Arian Foster, and I talked about it yesterday when we started introducing Houston to you. What I love about Arian Foster is, you know, is this, and this offense as well, a lot like Cleveland's, it's that zone run scheme, is we get better as the game goes on. So you might stop us earlier. We're going to stop Arian Foster for, you know, 1 yard, 3 yards, 5 yards, but then he'll go for 15, then he'll go for 9, then he'll go for 2, then you'll get him for a loss, but then he goes for 20, you know, and that's where, you know, Arian Foster really wears you down. As you, again, his long is 43 yards, so he's not the home run hitter. So, but he just has those chunk runs.
Yeah.
And right now, I believe second place behind DeMarco Murray.
Correct.
In the National Football League, 7 touchdowns. Mm. But as you said, as I watch more and more tape, and I don't know if Bill O'Brien, you know, kind of schemes out his first 15 or not. But Arian Foster lined up in the slot versus a nickelback or versus a linebacker, and what Arian Foster does extremely well, having, you know, is third on the team with 26 receptions, you know, 3 of those being touchdowns. You're going to get him in a lot of screens. You're going to get him running one-on-one against, you know, routes against Dansby or Robertson or Kirksey. And then also, too, is lastly is some of those checkdowns. When things don't go, and this is where you have a brand-new starting quarterback in Ryan Mallett, when he doesn't like that down-the-field route, even with his strong arm, the one thing that Arian Foster does extremely well is he gets that chuck on a blitzing linebacker, or he chips his way out, but then he gets immediately into a route, and that check down, you know, and again, what does it do? It gets Arian Foster into space with the football versus a cover two corner who's rolled up or a linebacker who's coming from inside out, and then you've got a vice tackle, a very elusive runner in space, which is hard to do.
Big advantage, Houston Texans, when you get that kind of matchup.
Yes.
No question about it. Matt, could, and again, we're talking about no to Sean Gibson on Sunday, which, again, now we want to make sure that Tashaun is right from being concussed. That's the bottom line. But to some, a little bit of a scary proposition. I referenced the shark a little bit earlier on, and actually our pal Dustin Fox was the guy that you hear on the PNC Bank Browns Radio Network. I want to give D. Fox his just due, because he was the guy that that came up with that handle for Tashaun Gibson. I think it's a terrific handle. Could we see Dante Whitten, or do you anticipate Whitten? I think they've done a good balance, Jim O'Neill, who we're going to hear from here in a moment. They've had a good balance with Whitner up around the line of scrimmage, playing as a hybrid linebacker, helping support against the run, and at times back pointing as well and helping out in the secondary. Do you think, because of Foster specifically, we'll see Whitner up around the line of scrimmage more?
I do. And the diversity of Dante Whitner allows us to do that. The fact that he can be deep third, he can, you know, he can play that middle of the field rover position, but also to be down and fit properly in the run game. And I think it's an advantage to the Cleveland Browns because we play so many different fronts. So we're going to do everything we can to try to confuse them and confuse the count for the offensive line in that zone run scheme. You know, and you see, and that's the other thing that Ryan Mallett may struggle with is checking potentially the the run to or away from support, and that's where that push and pull between Gibson and Dante Whitner got so good that we might just be a little bit more stagnant and stationary with Poyer or Leonard because they're not as comfortable in the scheme and also to executing next to Dante Whitner.
Yeah, and again, now we're talking about DeAndre Hopkins. And, of course, Andre Johnson as very viable wide receiving threats. But, the wild card, the caveat here is Ryan Mallett because, again, don't know. No one knows. You heard Brian Hoyer discussing one of the strongest arms he's ever seen. And will that come into play? But, again, it's the first time he's going to step on a football field in NFL competition. And Jim O'Neill, by the way, hang tight. Don't go anywhere because right after the break, Jim O'Neill, the Browns defensive coordinator, probably going to give us a little bit of insight on how they look at this. As we go to break, though, I referenced thinking about and pulling out the tape on that January 1st, New Year's Day, 1995, Browns at the old stadium playoff win over Bill Belichick, Vinny Testaverde. Our man Scott and Shelby listening to the show today, and he tweets at us and says, "Hey, I was there in 1995, sat in the junior dog pound, equal no beer at the time, so had to do it without libations. 400-pound shirtless man blowing a horn, and then the Browns win, hashtag priceless." That's from our guy Scott in Shelby. So I'm going to continue to be pulling out the Browns' playoff successes, and now we're going to have to get back into the 1980s when we start to do it later this week, but always a lot of fun as the Browns get set for Houston. All right, don't go away. Reg Eye Wilhelm Zagura will be joining us in the second hour of the show. Coming up next, we'll hear from Jim O'Neill, the defensive coordinator, and Matt and I are interested in this. You should be too. Give us some insight in this Browns defense that has been, for the last five football games, allowing less than 7 points per to the opposition in second halves of games. Winning time. And the Browns' D has been stout and stifling. Can they keep it up? We'll find out from Jim O'Neill when Cleveland Browns Daily rolls on. We're driven by Liberty Ford. Don't go away. This week.